Welcome to episode 1863 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing today? I hope you are enjoying your weekend. In today's episode, we continue along with our series that has us exploring stress relief for focus. Each day this week, you've discovered a different meditation technique to help you manage stress so you can have more focus and clarity. And today, I'll guide you as you layer together the different meditation techniques we've explored throughout the whole week. When you layer meditation techniques together, you are able to have much more peace, energy, and clarity as you meditate. And you can layer the techniques, whether you are seated on your meditation chair or cushion, or you are going about your busy day. So for example, I'll share with you what I do as I use meditation techniques in my own life. So I'll layer together these meditation techniques from this week as I share with you how I use them to help me overcome some stress as I was trying to focus and actually as I was trying to make an important decision. And this decision was whether or not I should go on a retreat. I belong to a spiritual group that meets every other week, and I hosted it at my home last night, actually. And there's a retreat everybody's been talking about going to, but it's in another state, and I'd have to travel and stay overnight, one or even two nights. I'd really like to go to this retreat, but I thought that it might be a little difficult for me to fit it into my schedule, as well as to travel there. So I've had this retreat on my mind for about 2 weeks, and I wasn't sure whether or not I should go. And there's another member in my spiritual group who really wants to go on the retreat. So she's been asking me if I'd like to go with her. And so I really have been thinking about it. And I just wasn't clear, though. I just couldn't really get any clarity as to whether or not I should go. So what I did is I decided that I just didn't have a clear answer at that time, which happened to be last night and the past 2 weeks. I just didn't have a clear answer. And I noticed that I was feeling a lot of stress about whether or not I should go on this retreat, because the person who I would go with, she wasn't able to drive. It's about an 8.5 hour drive from my home. And we talked about driving or flying. And so I know that my not making up my mind whether or not I was going to go on this retreat was preventing her from moving forward as well. So I was feeling quite a lot of pressure. So what I did is I started to breathe. That was the first thing I did. I just started to feel more centered by focusing on my breath. So as I was inhaling, I was listening to my intuition. And as I was exhaling, I was trusting what my body and my mind was telling me. It was telling me that I just needed to wait because there are a few other things that I needed to resolve before I would go on the retreat. And those things weren't quite resolved yet, so I thought I would just wait and see what would happen. So I needed some more information before I would make a decision that I felt good about. And The mudra for this week was really powerful. This mudra is always powerful for me when I need to make a decision. It is the Hakini mudra, where you tap together your fingertips with your thumb tips. And there's space between your palms. It's as if you're holding a ball in your palms, and then your fingertips and your thumb tips are touching. And you hold this mudra right at your chest. It helps you to focus and guide you as you make important decisions. So I was inhaling and exhaling through my nose, and then I mentally repeated, "I honor my intuition," our affirmation for this week. I honor my intuition. And as I did so, I focused at my fifth chakra right at my throat, because this is my inner truth, how I'm portraying myself to the world and how others perceive me. And I thought about, am I being authentic? Am I being clear? Am I living my truth? Am I speaking my truth? And so I focused on the color blue of this chakra, the color of trust and confidence, and I visually, mentally imagined myself surrounded by this color blue. So I did a little color therapy as I was focusing on this decision. So I did this a few times throughout the week. And each time I did it, I felt myself relax and just know that whether or not I went to this retreat, it would be fine. I needed to follow my intuition. So I felt myself settle down. I felt the anxiety and pressure I was feeling begin to subside. And I have to say that I really felt my intuition telling me just this evening, just about an hour or so ago, to go ahead and go to this retreat. It's going to be an amazing retreat. And I registered online, and there were fortunately still retreat tickets left. So it worked out really well. And I think that if I had pressed forward initially making up my mind to go on this retreat when I wasn't feeling good about the decision at that time, I really feel that I wouldn't have so much peace going into this retreat. So I'm glad that I listened to my intuition and honored that I just wasn't ready to make a decision quite yet and followed through with that. So this is how I layered these techniques together throughout this week several times as I was making an important decision for me. So now you settle yourself down and get ready to think about what decisions do you need to make? What clarity do you need? And as you do so, straighten your spine and place your hands together in the Hakini Mudra, holding them at your chest, touching your fingertips together and your thumb tips together. And your fingers are stretched out so they're not touching each other. They're stretched out, and then the fingertips of each hand are touching each other. And of course, the thumb tips. You could visualize your throat and visualize yourself surrounded by the color blue and think about your inner truth. Think about how you feel about this decision. Mentally repeat, I honor my intuition. I honor my intuition. And as you inhale through your nose, listen to your truth. And as you exhale through your nose, trust yourself. Continue seated, inhaling and exhaling through your nose, listening to your intuition on the inhale, and on the exhale, trusting yourself. Sit for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. Always end your meditation on a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.